Do you have manners? Yo, it's your boy Dills.
It's your boy Lim.
Got Marcus in the car, Rey Mysterio settings.
Come on.
Got C in the car family as always, man.
Good to be back.
Come on, man. What are you man saying? You look good. How you feeling? Man.
I heard people thought I was dead. I'm still here.
I'm still alive. Marcus, what are you telling me, man?
I'm here. I'm back. I went away for a bit.
Well, yeah, jeez, we'll get to that. Where did you go?
I went to WrestleMania. That's right. <I went.
laughs> Hey, see what you say, man.
Nah, all good, man. Back you feeling? On holiday, man.
You feeling? Back on the Zero Manners pod, yeah? It was good to be back in the couch.
Good to be back, man. Chatting shit with the Mandem.
We love that. That's what we need, man.
We're talking intellectual shit.
Exactly, man. Mandem don't rate the thing, man. Mandem are talking serious business, man. Hey, what does body cuts? I'm joking. Hey, what's it called? Hey, Boltz is gonna might sweep down for, you know, Sting when he just used to sweep down from somewhere.
Oh, from the rafters.
Yeah, this guy. From the rafters. He's somewhere just sitting there. You know, better not sit. You know, better not sit.
He's not come out the ground.
He's somewhere. Somewhere to say, but yeah, man. Hey, we're back for another episode. Yeah, bro, we're gonna end the summer strong. This is the first video we're gonna drop, and then we're dropping the food video. Yeah, so when this one everyone gets us back to us, yeah, the best studio in the world. When this gets back to us, we're dropping this one straight away. Yeah,
come on.
So yeah, we're back, and we're gonna talk about one thing I wanted to kick off here that I saw on Twitter. Yeah, bro, one girl said, yeah, something about what do men want for their birthdays, and it was such a short sentence here, but it made me think, what do men want for their birthday? What do you not want, bro?
Kind,
let me know.
Crap.
Yeah.
I don't mind perfume.
You want crap and perfume?
I don't know anything. Like,
it's not ant. It's not all. Sorry, it's ant.
And.
When it's your girl, get ant for her. Ant and Summers. You get and
them not come with like a list of shit.
Exactly.
Like,
yeah, you get it all for her because she's your cinnamon apple, innit?
Yeah,
but
yeah.
I think guys don't like talking too much when it comes to what they want, innit? But as a girl, you should be attentive. What does your guy? What's your guy into? What do you think he would appreciate?
Do you not care? Would you want your girl to, that someone name your girl like
one
you
time?
Practice,
one time, give me something, surprise me. Please.
What do you mean one time? You see, this is what one guys time? Do that I hate.
Why do you?
Every time
it can't be every year. It can't be every year.
Why not?
It why should not? Be, but it can't be.
Why should it? Why not?
Because then I have
be?
To keep matching her. I have to keep beating her.
No, that's your business, though. You should always go out.
I have to keep beating her.
You should always go out for your business.
You should always be killing it for her, innit?
But yeah, you should always
I'm
go,
saying, like, you don't like, go out for your missus. A lot of people like, oh, obviously, the general saying, man, I was like, I just want peace.
Yeah.
I don't want no gifts or nothing.
That's,
I just
I
want,
that's
I don't
a want joke. Peace for my girl. I can't lie.
No, he said peace.
Peace. Peace. No peace, man. I don't want peace.
He said, I just want peace. I don't mind.
I just want peace.
It depends on what you like, innit? Some people like gifts, some people like experience, some people...
Yeah.
Imagine your missus, like, it depends what your love language is, as they say. Like, we appreciate other things, innit? No, it's true.
My girl starts talking about star signs now as well.
Never. Lava for star sign as well. Lava. Anyway, I'll get back to that.
Like, your sorry, girl,
yeah, forget a star sign, man. Cut, fam. And astrology.
Yeah.
Get out of here, man. I would appreciate if like she's actually listening to me speaking. Obviously, she knows what you're into, knows what you like, knows what you'd appreciate, innit? So just get something like that. Because guys are not fussy, innit?
Yeah, because with girls, obviously they have a list and like the expense is like high and stuff like that. I wouldn't want her to drop the bag on me or anyone to drop the bag on me like that. Like, but
you would do for her though, man.
I know, but it's almost like when you feel like Lim said, like,
it's bad though. Yeah, you can't let your girl miss.
Well, do you know? Yeah, I feel like girls are more petty. Yeah, let you unnest once. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Why you have to like this? Spend blah 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 on
your
birthday.
That's
what I don't want to happen, man.
I spent blah 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 racks on your birthday.
No, you see that you can't look at it like that though.
Oh, you're chatting shit like I didn't buy that PS5.
No.
Yeah, did you buy me a game or something?
What did that hurt you?
Buy me God of War.
That's when I'll just be like, you know what? Just I'll be like, hey, just take it, man. No. Just take it back, because I don't want to hear no noise from you.
But what would you man actually want if you had to?
I think if you listen, I don't know. They'll
listen,
eventually
listen.
Because that's what you do with girls, isn't it?
He wants his girl to listen, but he's
no. But like when you know the things. If a girl doesn't tell you like what she wants, you'll just listen to like the things that she'll like.
Yeah, you start.
Because you know what I'm saying. We got birthdays coming up. Kanan's birthday is coming up. My birthday is coming up. Yeah. I was thinking, like, you know,
my birthday will come up too in Jesus' name.
This guy, it went past, yeah.
Cat family. My next one's coming as well. Jesus' name.
Like, not even girls. I'm just like, you know, when people talk about gifts or something, the man, them, all that shit, I'm like, bro, just, if I do more, just come, man.
Yeah,
I don't really need any gifts or stuff like that. But people are like, I was thinking, like, what would I want?
That's what guys need to
say. But stop. I think that's wrong.
You should, like, your presence is a gift, you know, that, like, because she's your cinnamon apple, but. At least get me something so I know that you will spend on me, innit? Because anything your missus want, you'll buy it. Yeah. I'll buy it anyway.
I feel like the man should start getting man in gifts.
Cut, man.
Pause. Cut. Lava. Nah. First lava of the day.
You see how it is?
No, I'm joking. I hear you. Carry
it's
on.
It's my boy's birthday.
Yeah.
I'm gonna kick it off. I'm kicking it off on Kaelin's birthday.
Cool. Get me a Lamborghini.
What's the problem now? Man, if my dad is Obama.
What's the problem now?
Sorry, Kaelin.
Man, don't think.
Yeah. I'll get you Ferrari. Your birthday's coming up soon
my
as well.
My family relatives is Elon Musk or something.
Like, what's it called? Marcus? From Klarna, yeah?
Klarna can't even stretch that.
Yeah, true.
Klarna can't even stretch that Lamborghini, bro. But I'm saying the man is shit. I need to start getting man in gifts.
Give me, what's it called? You know the watch that Dave got so I can scream?
Oh, Ron. Actually, but I know what to get for a man in gift.
What'd you get?
Like a football shirt. That's just easy.
That's too easy.
That's a good gift.
With football shirt, sometimes I don't want to buy it. If someone gets
it hurts to buy it.
So that's a good
Like a ticket to a game, innit? You know what I mean?
Actually, I know one for my girl, the NBA tickets.
Oh, that's calm.
Yeah, an experience. I like time, innit? I like spending time. So if you pay money.
Cinnamon Apple, if you're listening,
please, my Arsenal, man.
NBA tickets.
Final game of the season where we lift the trophy as well.
NBA Europe tickets. I appreciate that.
No, not Europe. Take me to Orlando.
I love that.
It doesn't even have to be floor seats.
You can't tell your missus to buy you floor seats.
It doesn't have to be floor seats.
I don't mind being in heaven.
The thingy, what's it called? Ringside.
If it's floor seats, the points go up. That's what I'm saying. Man, we appreciate that. But someone's points that has gone up, and that continues to go up, is our guy, Benjamin Frank Mendy.
He's not my guy, boy. That guy's a liar. What kind of transition was that?
Don't
tell me that was lying.
You caught me off guard, I said, bro.
Benjamin Mendy, points are all the way up,
Top scorer.
This guy went to court, he's in the thing. He put his hand on the Bible. They said, "Are you gonna tell the truth?" Hey, Marcus, I'll get confiscated.
No, because I just double checking.
They said, "Are you gonna tell the truth?" He said, "I'm gonna tell the truth. On God, I'm gonna tell the truth." God. And then he sat there and said, "I've slept with over 10,000 women."
Oh, he said it himself.
What was his testimony?
I thought it came out that somebody said it. He said it. What a joker!
He went
and
stood up and said it.
He's done.
I was just checking. Statistically factual that could basically apparently since he was 16 he would have had to sleep with at least 3 girls every single day Monday to Sunday since you're 16.
Do you know how brazy that is? There's no quality control.
Let's speak about this. Look.
Since you're 16.
There's no quality control.
He's gassing. He's capping. Yeah,
of course he's capping.
Just imagine.
Say, what's the statistics again?
Since he was 16. He's 28 now. Maybe 29. He would have had to slept with 3 girls every day. I'm talking Monday to Sunday, not Monday
from
to 16,
Friday.
Bro. From 16.
That's how crazy. After a Man City versus United, you're calling the next thing come true.
Do you know? Let's see. He started at when he got money. That's pamming six
worse.
A night.
Yeah, that's even worse. Yeah.
He's just lining them up. Zwa.
You can't be nutting every time,
bro.
That's just interesting.
There's no way he slept with 10,000 women, man. There's no way. But the fact that he's like, what? He gets cap of the year for that, man.
He got bigger problems, but that's not for the fans.
Bro, let's dive into his lie and say, cool. He's telling the truth, He's a sick youth, fam.
That's what I'm saying. There's no quality control. You just look at it and be like, I'm pamming.
That's not getting it in. That's going to get therapy, fam. What do you mean you're sleeping with it? That's not getting it in, fam.
That's not getting it in.
How many girls are you sleeping with in a week, fam? That's demonic, fam.
Disgusting.
Yeah, that's disgusting, fam.
Bro, his body's finished.
His body's finished for no reason.
His nut is powder, fam. You can't do it, man. No way.
No, he's just a... That's not even an addict. Yeah, he's just a nasty... Because, again, if you're like that, every girl has to be a hoe. Every hole has to be a goal, if you're like that. Because you're not going to, there's no quality control. There's no way it was eights and tens every day.
You have to be paying at some point because you can't be free.
There was teachers in there. Why did you say fuck me?
Why did you do that? Teachers can't get in. What's wrong with this guy, bro?
Shout out to all the teachers, innit? Yeah. I ain't got love for you, like, man. I'm saying, yeah, you know them, old, what's called, Miss Dunstables, yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm saying them old ones, yeah, he was hitting those. He was hitting, you know them Rooney Prozzies that Rooney was hitting?
The grannies and that.
He was hitting
everything.
Bro, you're hitting, you know, the in the staff room in Man City, some of the girls staff, there, they got hit.
No, but I think it's impossible.
Bro, he just came off 90 minutes. He was taking one of them to the cloakroom, yeah. He was like, bro, but then let's get this cracking, man.
Depends on what he class as, like, sex, innit? You can't have sex 3 times a day. If you do, get in the comments, innit? Tell me your secret. But that's a lie. You can't have sex 3 times a day.
Mama Joanna,
fam. We'll get to that. You have sex 3 times a day. Are you a rabbit, fam? What are you doing, fam? No way. That's not happening.
That guy, yeah, is one ultimate liar, fam.
He's a liar.
Why would he go in court and say that?
Now, because he's trying to defend himself, but he got bigger problems, isn't he?
He's an idiot, man.
10,000 women that 10.
If you got big problems, why would you lie like that,
bro?
Yeah, true. The judge would just slap the book in your face.
Yeah, you should,
bro. That it comes to a level, yeah. Do you know that's just sickening, man? Because it comes to a level, like, you can hit things, you can be hitting things, yeah. But that one day, every man will look at you like, if you come in the room and draw, hey man, I beat 10,000 women. Be like, hey, bro. Hey, you need help, you know. What's going on?
Them man in general need help. Them man look for like sexual like validation from their boys in general. But that's
this
a
guy
separate
with
topic.
Bold head, yeah. He's just been just. This guy is sick of it, man. This guy is sick, man. That's another one off of the Root Report. But yeah, Benjamin in the comments, Mendy, cap or rap? What do you think? Do you not think Benjamin Mendy hit 10,000 women?
Fucking hell no.
If you do. Comment, fam, I think that Donnie did it.
Yeah. Some random you is going to do the maths, yeah?
After 5,000, you're
random you is going to do the maths, saying like, yeah, you can, you know.
What number do you think he's got close to?
Definitely, he's into the thousands.
What do you mean into the foul? No way. He's at like 300.
Nah, if he's saying 10K, that means he's done like 3K.
Oh, 10K.
That's
like, you can't, man. Your wheelie will fall off after 500.
Come on, man.
No way, fam.
Them Jordy Shaw youths, yeah? They were topping the net.
They were doing cricket numbers as well,
bro,
and they're still not hitting that.
They won't even say they hit 10,000.
Yeah, that's a lie, man. No way.
They're not getting too crunk, and then they're just finished. That's why they can't beat more. This guy, he's fucking fit. He's a baller.
So what? Has he been a baller his whole life? He's 16. Cut, man.
Because you think you've hit 10?
300.
300?
Yeah.
Anything he says is just cap. I'm just thinking about a cap. 10K.
You can't stand up and say you beat 10K women, fam. Is there 10K
this
women
guy just
in London?
It's just a lie, man.
You can do a K easy.
Nah, I don't think he hit
that's
a K.
A lot,
this guy, do you think this is a cartoon or something? Yeah,
do a K
easy.
I
don't know.
How old is he?
He's an athlete. He needs to rest, you know.
Yeah. So he's probably been doing it since what, 17, 18? Now, he can do a K, man.
Three a day.
He can do a K.
Three a day
is not a K.
I don't know the maths.
So you can be every other day since you were 16. You believe that?
Nah, I believe he's been going crazy, though.
To hit that.
Stop
that's
man.
You can't.
That's 10K.
Crazy,
yeah.
That.
Yeah,
16,
so, but okay,
three
but
a
K, though. What about a K?
No, like what Marcus said, I think he's like around the 300s, man.
Yeah.
If anything, but even that's all. Giving him too much,
hitting,
man.
Like, that's too much.
You think he's hitting these sex parties on the weekend or something like that?
Even bro. Yeah. Well, no, this guy is trying to. I don't like what he did, yeah. Because he put out in the media like he's some superhero fan. No one's thing is there like that, man.
That's what I don't rate.
No one's thing is that you ain't got the superpowers, man. No one got that. Not even them Donnies in the punois is going that hard, man.
they get paid for it, fam.
There's no way. Their numbers obviously disgusting. Let's dive into right into holidays, yeah, because this is what this episode's about. But we're gonna start off like right from the start, yeah. All right, cool. The story time now. It's time to get into it, yeah. All right, so the man who went on a legendary trip in it. It's not gonna be like so. Last time when we were recording the episode, yeah, in the last episode, this guy was coming back from a trip. Yeah.
That's right.
We sat here, we asked him, bro, how was the trip? What did we get? Nothing.
Nada.
No juice for the pod?
Nothing.
No, none.
He asked Lim, how was the trip? Yeah, it was all right, man.
Where'd you go, though?
Yeah, it was okay, man.
Where'd you go, Lim?
Morocco.
Marrakesh.
Look, he knows he's a shit youth, man. He knows he's a shit youth. Look, that's his guy. He knows his shit because the way we're about to kill him right now, yeah. The way we're about to, because even I don't need these lot to tell the story, though. These stories, I can do it by myself. Because he'll use the excuse, yeah, oh, it's all three of you, lot. Like, you lot could tell the story better. No, bro, nah. By myself, I could
tell. We could tell our versions, though.
I could tell these stories. This guy, he went on an adventure.
I forget about me, let's talk about your trip, man. No, we're here to talk about your trip.
This is zero running, so we can.
We can get to him first.
Marcus, don't hold back as well. This guy's a waste, man. Pussy, yo.
What did he do?
Stop this, man. Stop this, man.
Did he go with a team as well?
He went with a team. Of course, he went with a team.
What was he saying? How much, man?
Just three of us.
So what activities did you have to? What did you do?
It's calm.
Huh?
What did you do on the activities?
Jet skiing.
Yeah.
Well, why is this guy
there?
I'm asking what did you do in Morocco, innit? Why did you ask me if I got a massage?
Because they do massages in Morocco, right? Or is that a bad question?
Nah, I didn't
I'm a journalist, but I'm asking.
I missed out, man. You missed out.
How so?
They were closed. They were all closed.
What was closed?
I'm a journalist.
He's not taking my job seriously. Lim, what was closed when you went to Morocco? Please.
It was here, like, no comment.
What was closed?
Now, Lim had a wholesome
it
trip.
It was closed, man.
He had a wholesome
closed.
Trip just like us, innit?
Yeah.
He had a wholesome trip just like us, man.
Lim, explain what was awesome. Closed.
I can't believe you're not doing this.
Were they on strike or what?
You came to get me today, you mean, yeah?
Were they on strike?
Yeah, close,
Lim,
bro.
Your time's coming.
Yeah, your time's coming. We're just going to get real quick for a second because this is all right. This guy's a shit guy. It's because he just chatted this guy. We're going to be honest and truth. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And just explain our holiday, what happened. This guy's going to, because it's summer. Everyone's going on holidays. What's it called? Our top producer went on holidays. Everyone went on these holidays.
He's been on world tour about holidays.
So we're here to tell our holiday stories. This guy, you asked him where he went on his holiday. He's there. He was calm. And he's on the big host. On the show. We went jet ski. That's it. See, my friend.
Wholesome trip, man.
We went jet ski.
Yeah, man.
That's what he did. Get out of here, man.
Lim.
This is not how we do summer. Now we're going to show you how we do summer stories, innit? Yeah. All right. So, for a long time, I don't know about Marcus, innit? Yeah. But me and myself, okay, them. I haven't been on a trip since 2019, I haven't been on a trip, yeah. So, I was thinking that. The plane, how's it gonna be, the food, I didn't know nothing. These are all guiding me through everything, innit? Shout out to the man. So we start off with we get there now, and the plane etiquette. Some people just don't get it, man. Hey, Marcus, explain your experience on the plane real quick.
A man and his missus had sex next to me while I was sit next to them on a plane, and I know for a fact they were having sex because see as I am, I was on the aisle seat, innit?
Yeah.
His missus in the middle, he's on the window seat.
Yeah. Come on.
The lady's got her, like, a few hours into the flight, basically. She got her elbow in my rib. I'm like, you know, I'm bigger than you, innit? I don't want to cause you inconvenience. When you're bigger, you want to sort of, not shrink yourself, but you don't want
to... You don't want to...
Yeah. I've made myself space, like this, innit? Like, this woman's elbow is in my rib, yeah? So it's resting in my rib. I'm like, okay, cool. As long as I don't move, it's fine, innit?
Yeah.
But he's jabbing. I said,
hey, they thought you were sleeping. I said,
you can't, unless you're having a seizure, you're having sex. Unless you're having a seizure, you're having sex on me.
What do you mean? What was the plan? Like, what do you mean, sex?
I was having sex on me.
No, because you're not having.
Wait, what do you mean?
Yeah, no, of course they're covered, but they had like a tent. It's like, I've got my tent here, my cover, you know, the little blue BA.
Yeah,
I'm here like this.
Bro, they'll do touching under the covers. 100%.
But they're connected.
They've connected their two blankets
and it's just bare vibration into my rib. I'm thinking, bro, like, you two are doing something you're not meant to be doing on this plane. I was fuming. I was like, no.
Did you go underneath and check?
I'll check on the what? So I can catch a case on the plane. No, I'm not involved. You lot just do what you're doing here, but don't involve me. Her, she was jabbing. She was doing this jabbing. I was like, fam, plane etiquette is important.
Yeah.
Especially if you're, she's woman's like 5'0". She's like, and she sat in the middle of both of us.
Yeah.
And her husband's there. I'm like, you're a very irresponsible man as well. You could have waited. You could have gone to the toilet. You could have waited till you landed, but you chose on my ribcage.
Anyway. Just stand next to Caleb and then dash his mic to him, innit? Yeah. No, let me just do it beside it. All right. So,
I was with my ex-girlfriend. She said, baby, I'm working. Oh.
The carry on. Girls were killing me.
What tune is that?
That was funny. It was, you know, you have to die. Look at him. Look at him.
I can't see your face.
All right, cool.
Hey.
All right, yeah, so wait, British Airways, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Bro, like, them chairs, obviously, you know, you're walking in here, you see the nice chairs on the side.
Yeah, yeah? That's not yours.
And you're like, all right, cool.
They've already got their little champagne as well.
You see them in the hobby thing. Yeah, they're chairs like this. They can do this, yeah? We're walking past to go sit like this.
Sardines, fam, yeah.
Bro, the food, yeah? Nah, okay, you need to see how we almost checked that girl, fam. Well, me, you almost got kicked off the plane.
Oh, no. Okay, I don't even know if I can say this on the pod. What? How you almost checked this?
Who?
You know when Aaron and who else was sitting next to Aaron?
Yeah.
And there was like two people, Aaron and someone else.
Yeah.
And it was like, and sitting in the middle.
Yeah.
And you dropped that, yeah. Because there's Bear Man. I can't jump.
I can't even say it.
I'll say it after, but.
Ah, good. That's a joke to our destiny. Hey, subscribe to the OnlyFans to get. Hey, anyway. So, nah, hey, wait. Yeah, anyway, the food was dead. Yeah.
Middlesex
Hospital is the worst food I've ever had that got given to me. Yeah, that's the worst food I ever got given to me. Mm-hmm. But the food on the plane, yeah, bro, I know it's heated up food, yeah. But hey, do you know what happened to us? Remember when we had to get the vegetarian option?
Yeah, look, I'll tell everyone a secret on BA, yeah, get vegetarian, it's less disappointing. I'll tell everyone.
We had curry mutton.
Massive curry mutton. Curry mutton.
You know the ones I was just so hungry, I just backed it. Yeah.
Of course. Yeah. I saw you sitting next to me, bro. They shagged me, yeah. So these lot, they got their food, yeah. The lady gave mine, yeah, but she didn't give me no cutlery. Bro, I'm looking left to the right, yeah. Them and I'll tuck it in. Them and I'll, this guy, everyone's just tucking it next to me, yeah. If you see the food, it's not hands eating food, right?
It's mashed potatoes, right. He's lying.
So, you cut. Slap the mic. A master will eat mashed potato with his hands.
Bro, I eat fufu, bro. What are you talking about?
It's true. Not the same texture.
I'm still experiencing, bro.
Them looks mashed potato. That was watery.
Oh, yeah. Because it was like, a mashed potato on the street. It was literally like a puree.
Yes. You'll pick that up. You're a madman.
You might as well drink it.
Oh, it's like a puree.
Yeah.
Puree.
Power up.
Give me the mashed.
Yeah. Yeah. Bro. Them are just, they're chewing left to right, yeah. I'm there like just thinking like, rah, what's going on, like where's mine in it? And then Roland Montezo head there was like, yo, he was like, yo, Dilzo, you're right. I was like, bro, my name is Ian. He tapped the lady and he's like, oh shit, oh, it's all right, you should just say something. I'm like, bro, I said something like,
Jim was trying to dodge as well. Imagine I'm trying to, you know, the ones I'm trying to,
yeah,
she's not trying to give me no eye contact.
He tried to put his hand up. No. I tried to put my hand up, yeah. She didn't want to look at us. She was just like, you know when you look at someone quickly, yeah, you look away.
You
know the one, when you look at someone quickly, you look away like, I swear. Cut. She was doing that for my cutlery, bro. Bro,
fuck this nigga.
Anyway, yeah, shut up. I saw that doing it, and then they gave us some dead croissant, set my stomach.
That croissant was injured. I was injured, you know that. After.
The croissant, when I landed, you lost croissant, yeah. It killed this man's. You know.
I told these lot the journey from, obviously, Gatwick goes straight to Finsbury Park.
You know what there as well.
Gatwick goes straight to Finsbury Park, innit?
Yeah.
Obviously, from Finsbury Park to get to mine is either you get a cab. But mine was brass after the holiday, so I took the bus 236. Anyway, I jumped on the bus, yeah. From the bus stop, my belly was vibrating. It was doing this.
It was gone.
I could have shot between that bus stop and my house.
Man,
I could have shot
vibrator.
At any stage.
You're even mad.
Hey. Speaking of vibrators, we've got a discount here on Zero Manners. So we're talking about, listen, if you want love, honey, I'll shout at me. Big up Katie. Yeah, man.
Hey, the discount code.
That was a nice plug, isn't it?
Yeah. Ah, cool. So we touched down, yeah. Well, no, let's. The plane was shit. Do you have anything else? What do you not think about
it? Yeah, well, let me say how BA is racist. Unless they give us discount to Ghana, yeah. BA is racist. Unless you give me and my family discount to Ghana, that was the nicest flight I've ever been on.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Business
the
class.
Worst flights I've ever been on is straight to Ghana, Accra, Kotakaya Airport.
What is it? The BA as well?
Bro, BA, but we get the beating up planes.
No,
and
no.
You know
this, what did he say? It's all about the landing, bro.
The landing
that we had, yeah, the, when we came.
It's BA we talking about?
No, BA is not BA everywhere. Trust me. BA to Ghana.
They're the best in the game. BA is the best in the game.
The landing was.
Them and Qatar Airways.
Chef's kiss. Hey, the way it just.
Butter. It was butter. It just kissed.
Bro.
It kissed the tail.
Answer the half volley, so you know.
Bro, we were like, I was just like, yo. You know, you don't clap, man, and clap when the pilot
Pavard,
like,
World Cup volley. Nah,
yeah. Bro, you know,
half volley.
Bro, it's too much, yeah. Do you know that like, when that like, man and clap when the thing shakes and the guy stings
yeah,
it?
Yeah.
Bro, he should have got a clap for that landing because that was sweet.
No,
bro.
But now I understand why they clap because every time they're flown, the pilot's moving mad in macro class.
What do you mean?
Every time they've been flewed and they landed. The pilot dropped, like, every time I've gone to Ghana, the plane lands here, then it's...
Because he had to, like, he was moving mad to get back, he all did it. That's what they clapped at.
That was good.
the Brazilian thing.
No, oh, man.
That Randy.
Yeah.
I forgot what it's called.
Bachata.
Yo, Randy was trying to do it.
He's trying to do that. You know that West Ham?
Yeah,
you know he's dance. Randy was doing a holiday, yeah?
They're trying to do it.
Bro, I should have recorded it. Finished everyone, fam. But yeah, no, that landing was smooth, man. Yeah, smooth. Africa landing, and when you were in Morocco,
they don't give a fuck when they land in Africa.
When you're in Morocco, how was it? When you landed?
The landing, yeah. That was horrific, man.
How so?
Too much jiggy jagger everywhere, bro.
Man said, jagger edge cut as well.
These guys are stupid, man.
No, but yeah, guy Marcus.
Yeah, so. I've not been in a nicer flight than that. The landing was nice. The takeoff was nice. Every time I've landed in Ghana, it's been 50-50.
There was hardly any turbulence. Anything was sweet, fam.
This is a nice flight, man.
Yeah, that was honestly a good flight. But anyway, yeah, we get there now, yeah. Bro, DR, man. Mm. Went DR, by the way, yeah.
Don't rip.
Clarify DR. What's the full name?
Dominica.
Congo. DR Congo.
Okay. That's where they went. Boss, well done. We love that one.
Good one.
We love that one, yeah. Fucking hell. We went to Dominica Republic, yeah.
Man, I went to go buck Felice, innit?
Bro. One thing I'll say, yeah. Do you know that when Skepto was saying about that video, yeah?
The Nyash.
You know when you're just chilling and the Nyash just bang.
No, it's so much Nyash, yeah. It don't even make sense.
Hey, hold on. Do you know why that video's funny? Because I thought, yeah, you know, sometimes I think man and we all think the same.
Yeah.
Because, bro, sometimes you can see her back, yeah. And it's just in your head for like 5 days.
Bro, that.
Like, bro.
Yeah, that's get to a video, yeah, is what DR is.
It just don't make no sense. Just bare random people. First,
it's
you
too
think
much, though.
Like, no, because we're in like an island where bare man are just wearing bikinis, you think, oh, there's
bare man are wearing what?
Bare females are wearing like bikinis and that, yeah. And then they're like, nah, it's just everyone. Hey, they're just cheeked up over there. I don't know.
Wait, who?
He said bare man wearing bikinis.
He said bare man are cheeked up.
I clarified.
Ooh, that lava is unstoppable. Yeah.
No way. So wait, bro. Yeah, the girl, that place, yeah. I can't lie, that Skepta's video is just bang, 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 Nash. Bang. It was just the lady giving you a towel. Bang.
Yeah.
The
one serving your drink. The reception.
The lady, you know, before you go into to go, we went to go eat that night.
Yeah, yeah, the concierge.
The concierge, it was just like, what's going on, man?
But you have to understand. Bare people there got BBLs. That's where people go and get BBLs.
No.
Oh, they got BBLs, yeah?
You can see the ones with the BBLs. You can see the ones without.
The nation is just built off back.
Shout out their BBL. Doctor,
no, but you can tell, even the ones with BBLs, they had back, but they just wanted to make it.
How did you know the ones that had BBL, they had back before?
I'm a historian. I've studied them.
Bro. Yeah, go ahead, Marcus, go ahead.
Like, even the ones that are not, the Nyash is not Nyashing, they have Nyash. Is that Ghana?
Marcus cut, man.
Abby, what did you go?
You can't compare Ghana back to you.
Now, Ghana back is all natural, but I'm saying that you can tell that anyone there in the country.
You know, he's saying that now, yeah?
Yeah.
If he was there,
you'd understand.
Like,
exactly,
this is
man.
This is crazy.
Nah, that ain't, know, that ain't this, movie, man.
This guy's head, yeah. This guy's head would have been.
He wouldn't have left the airport. This guy.
That ain't movie, man.
This, this guy's head would have just been.
Yeah.
Just toast, man. Because the way that place. Yeah,
I was gonna say 5 more days, please.
Yeah. I was just thinking. I was like, "You give me
just
time.
Give me one more day."
You're here with your uniform, yeah. Serving us up. Why do you have a bag? Yeah. What was your purpose with this bag?
Yeah. Back off the back off the.
Oh, they struck the boat from the boat party. The fucking hell.
Bro, both of them as well.
We went to a boat party and the lady that was like meant to, like she was doing her job.
Yeah.
Fucking hell, she was caked. So it was stupid. Like,
no, but let me, what do you not think about the trip, man?
Oh, the trip was banging.
The trip was a movie, man. Mm-hmm. Where can we start?
The trip here.
Just start off. Where do you want to go?
Trippy Reddit, go on.
Nah, Marcus, hear something.
All right, cool. So it was what I expected, but it was a bit overwhelming because I never expected everything that we saw.
I was going to say it's now, yeah?
Yeah.
Marcus had a terrible performance.
And I explained
why. I heard you didn't activate my cut, man.
Marcus had a terrible
performance. Sources. I heard sources.
Every day.
Don't point at
no one. Wait, every day.
Out of the six nights, he showed up once. He showed up to the pitch. He had I went
to DR with a hamstring injury. So I wasn't gonna finish. I wasn't gonna start the tournament.
I heard you put in no work.
You saw.
I heard you put in no work.
Marcus had one.
I played, I won man of the match.
You had no highlights.
Listen, I accept that I wasn't on full form.
I heard it. GPS.
Honestly, I like honesty. Yeah.
The GPS tracking wasn't showing that.
Wait. And I'm gonna blame it on.
Okay.
David.
We was in the all. Inclusive resort.
Let me land on the resort.
o'clock. Cheap alcohol.
Yeah. We had all inclusive.
So I was cooked, from the first 3 hours when I woke up.
Can't believe this.
And everyone that drinks knows that.
Caleb, we're gonna let me get away with this.
Wait. Let me land. When you drink cheap alcohol, you don't feel yourself. That's why I got the
Marcus.
That's why I got the cruciate ligament. I was injured for the first 5 days.
Yo, you know when you're in battle, yeah. Look, boss. Let me explain this to you.
I was injured.
And Lim, you know when you're in battle. Yeah, imagine you're in a fight, yeah, and you're looking to the side to your boy, like, looking at him, like, bro, are you good? Are you in it? I looked at Marcus's face. He looked like, I'm gone. I'm just lost. I don't know what I'm doing here. I looked in his eyes, my boy, yeah. I looked back at him, and I'm like, bro, like, just to bring him, like, bro, wake up. Like, come on,
I was wounded in battle, fam.
This guy, I looked at him last night.
The only thing that Marcus, I had, like, you see what Fernando Torres, the Chelsea goal, where Gary Neville screamed. Imagine that's me on the ball, but in front there's like three men.
Yeah.
I'm like, it's just me, and it was just an open goal, and I got three men with me.
Yeah.
I'm looking for my option. I see the man, I said, fam, I could pass it to anybody. Like, man will call for the ball. No one's calling. I said, where? It's three against the keeper.
We have to do external football terms in this thing so to get through this year.
My hamstring was gone.
Look, this was a match here where this was a
fixture was this?
This was a sideman charity match.
I'm gonna describe my trip
This was a sideman charity match, yeah.
Go on.
Where that dragon guy was in goal.
You had to just shoot.
All you had to do, yeah? Do a little lift. And you're scoring.
Do you know what? I hear what you're saying.
The one thing, yeah, I was saying, yeah.
What's the album match that Usain Bolt schools in?
No.
This was Sideman Charity match. This was the
only thing, yeah.
That's what this match was, yeah. Then he went. And Mando were missing open goals.
No.
Wait.
Do you know the thing was so crazy?
This guy was chunked. You know chunked lifting up his boxes? You know that guy? Missing.
I was missing, but you know what? Do you remember Michael Owen signed for Man United? Do you remember Michael Owen signed for Man United? He scored that one goal against Man City.
Yeah.
I won the league on the last night.
Bro, get out! No, no,
you didn't win nothing.
Marcus, you didn't win.
I won the league.
No,
you wait there. You wait there.
Randy was the captain.
Randy was in the match. My thing is that I have principles in it, and obviously, man was overwhelmed. Yeah, I was overwhelmed.
He's a dickhead.
I have principles.
He's acting for the camera, innit?
I don't know why you have to do this, Marcus, because we'll just...
I have principles.
So when I drink cheap alcohol, it helps me. It affects my performance.
That's cap, I can't lie.
Principles. I drink expensive alcohol. I drink decent level alcohol. When I drink cheap alcohol, it affects my performance.
I kept saying to the man, I can't believe these girls haven't lined us up, you know. I can't lie. I was shook. Yeah, it's so like, well. No. If you go there, yeah, like we hit the club, innit? And then, like, it's so easy. It's so easy. Like, what's it called?
You know what? I'll give it to Caleb, yeah? Because Caleb, again, no, I'm going to stick it on all these guys, innit? Yeah, that we like this. Marcus, will get back to you, innit? Yeah. Caleb, yeah, he's another one. In war, I look back at him again. Mm-hmm. I saw his eyes. He was another one, yeah. But.
If you're saying he's going, then he was going as well.
No. But when I gave him, Caleb, that wake up, Caleb woke up. He woke up in those other nights. Nah. And then he started doing his thing, yeah? Like, them man should, like, just there chilling.
Hey, the thing that caught the man
when it was...
He was chilled there.
Marcus, what was that?
He was chilled on the holiday. That went to Morocco and you never even got... Wait. Went to Morocco, you didn't even get a hand job, but you're talking about me. You went to Morocco, you never even got a hand job. He's talking about me. Fuck off. I'm not going down by myself. Are you dumb, fam? No way. Yeah, you didn't even get a hand in Morocco.
Calm down.
It's about you. Tell this guy chill out, fam.
It's about you.
He went to Morocco, didn't get a hand in Morocco. Do me. Cause cap.
He said go to the masseuse and knock on the door.
Yeah, next time come to...
That's how you... I'll let you think that.
I'm not going down by myself. Fam, someone's coming with me.
I'll let you think that.
Hey, Marcus, you're a nasty guy.
I'm not going down by myself. Welcome back. Zero Madness is back, man. I'm not going down by myself.
You're not back, man.
Let's go back. Anyway, Dills, what are you saying?
I looked at Caleb, yeah? And I gave him that speech, and then Caleb was on form. There's one part, yeah? Caleb was by himself, last line of defense, yeah? With three attackers coming at him, yeah? And he was steadying all of them. Van Dijk, it was just like, just he wasn't going to them, but he was just like, you know when Van Dijk uses his aura to just steady the defense.
No, wait. I called Marcus.
I said, Marcus,
fam, look at the situation I'm in. Fam, I need someone.
My head was gone.
And then this guy, the waste man, was just like, again,
No, he came back.
That girl was a joke, yo. Bro, this guy, imagine, yeah, there's other things in it, yeah? So he moved to one thing in it, yeah? This is how this guy was gone for the whole thing. Because we're going to go back, but let's go where we are now, but we're going to go back. So Caleb moves to like three things, yeah? And then that, obviously, them man are going to one. Marcus secures one, he speaks her, innit? But the girl dips, but there's another one there standing, innit? I'm like, Marcus, chat to you.
I was in love with
this. This is what this waste man said. I don't want to mess it up with the other girl. I'm not that.
I never said that.
You know this guy is a simp. See, I didn't want to say that.
No, but it was jinx as well. You have to put alcohol involved.
So bro, that's when the real you comes out, you joke, man.
It's not the real me. Stop that. You're a simp. Stop that.
A man simping over. I can't even say.
I can't say what race.
I don't want to have a tattoo. I'm like, bro, it's awful. Because Caleb, yeah, he was moved to one. He was moved to the other one as well. Because he was just like, bro, whoever it sticks to, and he stuck to one. And you know, I told him to go. It was too late afterwards. She was feeling one of the other man in a minute, yeah? Mm. That even wasn't even involved like that, but she was feeling one of the other man them. Yeah. But because he took too long.
I took too long.
So the girl was just attached. But I was like, bro, let me
say something, yeah? You know, like, when you're in a group setting like
the
that.
The girls were from Paris as well, yeah? That's how we'll move
about. Just the one thing.
One woman from Paris.
But I told the one that went, I told her to add me on Insta, she even added me back. Man. Yeah, man, she's moving man. Still, you as well, you're watching your steak, and I was in love with you as well, you bitch. Nah, I'm joking. Yeah. But if you're in a group setting and a girl's showing energy to her next man, I don't have the energy to be entertaining you. I'm not gonna fight for love. I'm not sure.
I wasn't there. Me and Deji went to go get peas in the cash machine. Yeah. Came back now, And then we see.
Oh yeah, these man only dad to get fucking cash point, fam.
Look, do you know the thing about DR as well? We'll get back to the girls. The thing about DR, look, it took a while, but I deeped it afterwards. I deeped it from like the second day, that when we're out, when we're outside, that they're not gonna do nothing to anyone, because they're like, bro,
it took me a while to get that.
They all work together, because in terms of like, they know if you fuck up this money with the tourists,
you fucked it up
for all of us. So be blessed with them.
They're a team.
Show them a good time. They're gonna because obviously we will tip in, we'll give them money to people that helped us, So that's why they were moving like, like it's blessed, You can go anywhere. Everyone's trying to help you.
The way they pull up, you catch it. It's like I'm so not used to it. Remember it's overwhelming. They pull up on you.
When we came off the airplane, like, and we're fucking getting our taxi, bro. The way they rolled up on
instantly,
us,
that just
it overwhelmed the man because they were on us.
Hey, tell them how they got your attention. Oh, the locals.
They just come to you, and they're just like, "Hey, boy, I can help you. What do you need? What do you need?" They're like, "Come with me." They're trying to fight for our attention, innit? So we're like, "Bro, like,
you know the thing as well. Like in Africa, they're like, "Oh, when you go there, they always warn you, like, be careful." And they're giving that same energy. So you're there, like,
no, but this one is different. It's not the lion thing. It's like legit. They just come with love. They're just trying to like help you.
They just want something, but they want something from you, though.
Yeah, obviously you have to give them a little sign. But they all know. Don't treat them good. Because if you fuck it up, and something happens where we don't get paid anymore, it's because of you. So it's love. Yeah. It's all blessed. You can go legit anywhere. You'll be fine.
Not once I felt like I was in danger. Never. I just felt like I was just trying to be hustled.
When we're chilling outside the club, and then one girl was like to us, like, "Oh, like you lot should get in your camera, hurry up."
Yeah, get bro, cut.
Cut. When we were chilling there outside for time in because we went to the hood spot. When we were going to that what's the club? What's it called?
Infinity.
You're basically going to the hood spot. Big up Infinity. That's like the hood spot, innit? Yeah. And there's like other like Congo Bongo.
I don't know. I tried to raise the
Let me talk about Congo Bongo,
Was it Congo Bongo, you know?
Bro, that is that's Bongo. The weirdest club I've ever been to.
MJ,
Michael Jackson. Whole fucking life,
the mask.
Bro.
Batman, Spider-Man.
But do you know there's a bunch of Congo Bongos around.
But I've never
there's one in Colombia, there's one in Spain, Cancun, there's one in Mexico. So that like, people know about this. Because when I put people popping up, they're like, "Oh, you're in Congo Bongo?" They're dying in it because they're like, they don't know. They know that I'm with the niggas, I'm with the gorillas. I'm with the G-Unit, So they're like, "Bro, you lot are there." This is more like, because we were the only G-Unit that was there as well.
True.
So we were looking around.
In the whole village, fam.
Yeah, so we're like, "Bro, I remember one white girl, she's next to me, fam. Bro, I was just standing there. She did this my face." I was like, "Bro,
was she working there? Was she just
what's happening now?" Bro, but anyway,
I do remember when I tried to raise the girl, I tried to give her the
this guy.
Bang! If I speak,
now say it.
I'll tell the story.
Yeah, Congo Bongo is the weirdest club ever. There's things falling from the sky every 2 minutes. There's things falling from
confetti
the sky.
And that,
confetti balloons. There's just bare weirdo people. There's
what's his name? Random, it's like they perform at the same time you're partying.
The one that we went to, Thingy owns it. That guy from The Mask, what's his name?
Jim Carrey
owns that. He owns that club.
Oh, is it?
Yeah,
I never knew that.
He owns that club in DR. The one in DR. That's why, do you think The Mask thing was bare?
No, but I just thought because The Mask was popular.
No, he owns the club. He owns the club. So there's a midget pouring people shots.
Yeah,
and shit like that. Bro, it's just. Don't know, bro.
Congo Bongo, isn't it?
Congo,
racismo.
Yeah,
Congo Bongo.
It's Coco Bongo. I've just been like,
it's Coco Bongo.
Oh, it's Coco
Bongo.
Yeah, it's Coco Bongo.
So basically, just the weirdest club. Midgets pointing shots. People dancing on tables. Them men were dancing on tables as well.
We jumped. Batman as well, wasn't it?
Batman was there. Spider-Man was there. Michael Jackson came out of nowhere. Rihanna was on stage.
The first person to perform. Then Jack Sparrow came.
And then Jack Sparrow was there.
You see, if he wasn't there, it just sounds like we're chatting rubbish.
Chatting shit. No, they're dressed in it.
They're dressed.
Bro, there was Rihanna on the stage when we walked in. Yeah. That's the.
I'm there talking like see, I was there saying nothing.
When we first jumped in, we saw Rihanna on stage. We're like, "Fam, what's going on?"
Rihanna.
Because she's bare, they're all the way up there.
They're far, it looks like them. They have the same trim in it, but that's
it. It was the umbrella Rihanna, so you don't, you know it's not. Don't announce. It was the umbrella Rihanna in it, so bro, Michael Jackson came in, he done that stand. He done that stand in it.
He done the lean.
Where Manny was just screaming that.
I need to figure out who was screaming. I've got a video. Someone screaming.
It wasn't me.
It was Nuno. You know how Nuno is, man.
Yeah.
Fuck it.
Fuck it.
So yeah, that man was just all there and stuff like that. Club was weird, but yeah. Shout out Finny, because Finny, that was the hood.
Was the hood, but that
so
was
we're outside, yeah, with the man in there, yeah. The man in there that was throwing money in the air in the club. Yeah. I think that guy is the Don,
because when he was walking around the club and he had security.
Man had the racks like this and was holding it like this.
Yeah, bro.
I was like, I risked outside Finny when I got there.
This guy, I'm going to explain that as well. Let's get back to Finny. Because the main nights that matter, the main nights that matter is in Finny, innit? Yeah. So let's get back to that, innit? Yeah. Right, do you want to say your one?
I'll say the casino spot, what's it called? Movie
is that when he tried to
don't give them their shit. No,
that's when he shaked it. That's when he done the riz.
Again, so
that's on free ball.
Mandem, this was saying Mandem. What this is all about? Mandem not being on game. Yeah, another night. Our other boy, he rizzes up three girls. Yeah, yeah. Again, they're from Birmingham.
Oh no,
they're from London.
Three of them. Yeah, again, them man already. Yeah, obviously, man's on my assist game. Yeah, so I'm there. And I'm like, ah, cool. I lock in with one of them, yeah, and I tell Marcus, it's finished now. I look at Marcus. I'm like, yo, I got this ready for you, yeah? This guy, the fear in his face, bolts. He looked at me like, nah.
He said fear. Was it fear?
No, that's what you did first. That's what you did first.
No, because I was. You're not telling that from my side.
Man, am I getting goosebumps? You know what's going on?
No, basically, look, it was the Champions League. It was the Champions League semi-final because this was the final. The final was the one where he shagged it. It was the semi-finals, yeah. And then we're in the tunnel. I'm looking at him like, you ready to go out?
Freeze.
He was already. He was ready to step.
Nah, this was such a free ball.
What's that stadium that you step up? What's the one that you step up to? You walk up to. What's that stadium that you walk up to, fam?
Sometimes, man, do what?
Get out of here, man.
San Siro,
you walk up to, innit? I'll get back to you. Let me start my one. So, was ready to go up. I look at him like, Marcus, come, let's go. The match is there already. He looked at me like, nah. And then I said, fuck you. I said, forget it, yeah? Because I was like, this guy on it. And then Kalen tried again, because Kalen was there doing this with bare girls.
I woke him up.
And then, guys, say from your side. Marcus, don't talk here.
I'm talking about the casino night, yeah?
Yeah.
This one is the most...
This was four girls.
What's it called? I go to the toilet, and I butt one of the girls in the toilet. She's like, oh, why you lot acting up? Because, we was in a club, yeah? Oh. This club's empty. We was in a club for time. They just come in. And I buck in the toilet. Like, why you lot acting up? I said, raw. I said, sister, my girls are, like, single. If you, like, want to chat to them. I said, don't worry, it's not even like we're the only black people. If we're black and you're black and we're the only people, let's chat to each other on that kind of vibe. I said, nah, like, we're just tired because we had a lit day. We had like boat party.
That day was lit though.
Wavy day, but we're tired.
As soon as I told her, I was like, no, we're not even acting up.
Like, we've been in the club for like hours and no one's there, and you just pop up. It's like, oh, what's it called? I went back to the man. I was like, oh, like, I'll introduce you to all my friends, innit? I was like, oh, they're all calm guys as well, innit? I'll just introduce everyone. I'll go back, yeah. I'm tapping everyone. Tap, 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 tap. Hey, man, I'm tapping everyone. I came and helped.
You
know what? Okay, I'm tapping all the single men.
I was like, Marcus. I was like, ah, cool. If this guy's going to move on this, I'm going to drag you by force. I'm going to get you to go talk to these girls, innit?
I'm going to get to it because that night
was one of the Sheg nights, innit? Yeah, where it was all the match here. Look, boss, let me explain.
I gave him the brief as well.
Let me explain it here, because that night was looking so. Look,
a man even briefed you.
Because look,
you got briefed.
We're playing now into 80 minutes. Yeah, the match is dead. We're not getting the ball. The team got the. We're not getting nothing. Like,
but it's nil-nil.
We're not
getting nothing on the ball. Nil-nil.
You don't speak.
We're not getting the ball. Nothing. It's such a dry match. So it was that night was one of the deadest nights on the pitch. Yeah. There's no ball coming. The ball's going over our heads. We're not getting a touch. I haven't felt the ball.
You as well get to the point.
Bro, no, let me get to it because I need to speak. We're not getting touch. I haven't felt nothing. So Kalen goes and does this thing in the toilet, yeah? And come back. The ball's finally coming to us. I can feel it. It's coming to us. So I'm like, I'm going to go get a touch for the man in a minute. I then give it to him. And they put him through. Melito, let's get this in, fam, yeah? This guy, I look at him. I say, Marcus, come on. Marcus looks like
the thing that I know, the team were nice as well.
And then Caleb, can I say it's your fault? Yeah, then what do you do?
All the things were nice.
Marcus, shut up! Don't try to be a pagan!
Let me land.
I've tapped a couple other men.
The other guys?
After that, looked at Marcus. I went to go chat to them. I've turned around. Where's the man who's not with me? Like, I'm in trying to introduce you to so-and-so.
Where are you now? You said you were going to be there.
Marcus, where are you now?
Marcus has told me, what's it called the next day? I tried to chat to her, I tried to do like this to her,
I never wait. It was one thing.
Bro, he thought he was Don Julio.
I thought I was James Bond. Let me explain myself now. Let me, don't say anything. Don't say anything. Wait.
Marcus, you get a point.
Okay. I can introduce you to her.
No, I don't want to introduce
you. And you're doing this.
Look, what kind of TV show he's been watching?
Obviously, on the plane.
Give him the mic. Because what Kenneth was talking. Look, what type of what?
I don't know what TV show he's on yet, but
because look, I didn't see that part. My part was the first part where I got tired of him because I turned around to him because I really spoke and I said, I told him, come, now it's your turn to finish this off. And he shagged me then, so I was done. I didn't see that part where he done this with the girls.
He said he done it himself.
Yeah. And first of all, let me run this back a couple years ago. He done this in Afro Nation. The way the girl shagged him in Afro Nation, and he tried to do it again.
What this thing?
He tried to do that, and it was even the girl looked at him like, the girl went, you know how the girl shagged you? She finished you.
She looked at me up and down.
She looked at me like, she went like this.
She looked at me.
Riley, so.
She said, you, she, she, top tired, of my she, head. Went, she went, you come in, man.
She looked at me.
Marcus, I was like, why would you do that when it was a free ball, though?
To hear that he tried to do that again after Caleb patterned it.
Yeah, you can't. Yeah, you're a joke, man.
Caleb patted as well afterwards again.
And you're finished, man.
I'm telling you, Manuel, that match.
Your career's done. I don't know how you're going to revive this.
That match, that's when.
You're talking too much.
So basically, the ball.
My career is done. I'll never be done.
No, Marcus' career is not done.
I'll never be done.
No. Marcus' career is done. He just shagged that night.
I'm not trying to use one bad match to run me out from cutting.
Can't do that to Mark.
All I'm saying, the bull bubbled, didn't it?
Yeah.
The bull bubbled like twice. Obviously,
let me explain myself.
And I left the club. I left the club.
No.
I went home.
You know what,
after that performance, when they were moved, I went home. And I left him there. Look, wait, boss. We left him there.
Look at him with his green glasses.
We left him there. We left him there. The next morning, we said, what happened? He just admitted it. He said, I shagged even more. He said, it happened.
Nothing happened. All right, cool. So obviously, man. Bear in mind that, like I said earlier, I said I got standards in it. So when the alcohol's off,
I'm off as well.
No, man, I'm not talking about the girls. Forget the girls. They were lovely girls. I'll not diss them, innit? But I was drinking shit alcohol all week. So I didn't feel myself, innit? I was injured, hamstring.
Cool.
So obviously, in the club, somewhere in my head, I thought I was James Bond, innit?
Oh my days.
I thought, you know how James Bond, the film will start, and he just gives the girl the eye, and he gives the little signal.
All right, cool.
Then the next scene, they're in bed.
I can't lie, that's man not a good excuse.
Wait, let me land. Obviously, man tried to signal the girl. The girl looked past my head, fam. She looked beyond. I said, fair enough. I tried. That was the end of the story.
Who do you think you are?
Like, I don't know, man. I don't know.
You're trying to do fingers to get, like, who do you think you are?
Imagine that's after having four other matches of not scoring no goals. Yeah.
Bro, no.
Imagine you have to be humble yourself after that, right?
Yeah.
When you haven't scored in four matches. After Mandem have planned it for you, just come and just be like, yo, this, my name's Marcus.
My thing is this,
but I've got.
If he did the finger thing and nobody patted or did a through ball or anything, I understand. You're just trying to ting, whatever. They patterned it.
Yeah, true.
What more did you want?
True, but I've got is a biblical sin that I've got pride in it. You can't tell me that you patterned a girl for me.
No, I wasn't even like that. You can't tell me.
Listen, I'll go to them knowing that without you, I don't know got this.
I can't say it. He's chatting shit. I don't know, he's chatting shit. I belong to Jesus.
I can't believe this.
Yeah, man. You can't go to bed saying that you panned a girl for me, man. No way. I'd rather go to bed and sleep No. Then you say that you've patterned a girl for me. No way.
But it wasn't even like that.
Yeah, it was.
It wasn't even
look
like
that. Look how he just set up the story. Oh, yeah, my woman spoke to them in the toilet. Cut, fam. I'd rather crash and burn than you patterned a girl for me, fam. That's what I'm saying.
He's getting away with
yeah, man.
Nah, he's trying to... I can't believe this.
No, he's defense today, man.
I can't believe this. Defense, so.
You came back in the end on this one. I read that.
You had a dead opponent, man.
Come on, man. No, but this, you man done your thing, innit? I was poor. I was poor that game, that trip. But the last couple of days, I had my thing. I had my
let me explain, innit? Because obviously, look.
Thing in the mat.
Look, let me. So we're outside the club, yeah? We're chilling. This is another story, innit? Me and Marcus are chilling.
That is bang. But
I come outside. No, I don't like that. I was talking to you. I was talking to you about it, I think, yeah? I came out the because no, I was talking to you, sir, because we're like, when we went to the other thing, innit?
Which?
When I bought you the other day, innit? So I'm going to explain it. You're going to
clock. Cool.
So I come outside the club now, yeah? Outside Finney. Shout out to Finney again, sponsors, yeah?
Oh.
I come outside now, yeah? And I go to my boy, Marcus. I see Marcus chatting to a thing, innit? I'm like, ah, cool, innit? Obviously, it's just all bang on. So I'm like, let me go, like, just chill with them, innit, yeah? This guy's like, yo, there's watch.
Oh, my, there's Marcus. What did you do now?
This guy's like, yo, he's like, yo, deals, watch. I'm like, what's this guy gonna do? He does his finger, yeah? And the girl starts to finger.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
That was wild.
He goes, yo, deals, watch. And the girl's like, yeah. And then he's there smiling, isn't it? So when the girl stuck in his finger, yeah? This guy's there smiling and looking at me. Nah, I'm like, cut, you dickhead.
But that just goes to show, man still got it in it, but obviously man was a bit, I was injured.
You know, it had to be him as well to find. The girl here that he found in India here that was sucking his finger, you can find this girl in Kumasi. This girl here, it had to be him to go find one.
At least
one,
I never killed
her. In the Dominica, yeah, he went to go find.
She's like, after all, God, yeah.
But Dominican, the
yes,
after as well.
I know.
No, but this one looked after.
He's done, you know.
No, you don't understand, because it's bad. Dominican mammy's in it there. Yeah. He went to go find what happened. Yeah. And she's there sucking his finger outside the club. I'm like, bro, why are you looking at me while she did it?
I never looked at you. I said, watch. She done it.
And I said, watch.
Because the bar was in my feelings, innit? I wanted to just show that I still got it.
Bro, I was dying. That was one thing that I was just like, that was like this. I was like, what are you getting out of that? And then the second
night. This trip was very funny. It was so much adversity, though.
The second night, he bucked us again when it was just me, Caleb, and Marcus went out to that side. And then them man went to their shit night out, yeah. And we went to our lit one, yeah. What's it called? That's the one that you saw Marcus catching that wine. Boss, explain that wine that you saw.
No, there's part one and there's part two. You like trying to rub me out. There's part one and part two.
Boss, explain what you saw.
Okay, I just narrated some Marcus. Some, actually, we can't even speak
of some. That's what I'm saying, fam.
That was the stiffest wine I've ever seen, bro. No oil in his joints, nothing, fam.
Is that all you saw?
Bro, like, why was he even whining on the girl if he was going to move like that, bro?
Is that all you saw?
That just summed up your trip.
It was part one and two.
That last piece of video has summed up your trip. And I was even there.
That wine was funny.
The last bit of the video was the littest part for me.
Jeez!
Which one was that? I didn't see it.
You know, of course you never saw it.
The one who broke his back.
Yeah, when I broke my back.
So him and that acting, yeah.
I low-key need to marry her though. She's lit, fam.
They're going back and forth, yeah.
Which one?
The one in the, you know when it was me?
Oh, that one. He wants to marry that one?
Yeah, the one that sucked his finger.
This thing that's not tripping.
Yeah.
Hey, Mark's jumping, man.
You still ain't said how like the things would grab your attention.
That was the night that us three went to Affinity, yeah. Bro, these girls, that's the thing about DR, yeah. They're just crazy, fam. You'll see things, yeah, and you'll be like, bro, you're really selling that pussy. It's crazy, bro. You're walking through the club, you would have saw it as well, you would happen to you, you would have been like, I just would imagine how we would have went.
I pay for the pussy, okay.
You're walking, yeah. The way they grab you, yeah.
They'll hold you like. Is what
you have to be like, bro. The way they grabbed Kaylin's meat, yeah. Pause.
Hey, calm down.
You're even mad as well.
Let me explain it. I went past. No one grabbed me in it.
Grab another.
I went past. I must have grabbed the best.
This guy's
getting
face on his
camera back. Yeah. Yeah, man. Now we have to put edits. So
it's calm. It's just playing on you.
Gosh. So imagine, yeah. I look back. I went through safely. I look back. They're attacking me.
Hey.
You got rushed, though.
Nah, I got rushed. I can't lie. Because I thought they just tapped the land on like a calm thing. And the land, he kind of twitched, didn't it?
Yeah.
I was like, calm. I keep a stepping. They grabbed me. I said, shit.
These are girls. The girls are aggressive.
No, they're aggressive though. Yeah, but it's like aggressive.
But it's aggressive marketing. It's not like just some of them are just in the corner like
chilling.
And that shit. But some of them are, they go for it, boy. That's why when we obviously every night we went there, we got the VIP section, innit? So we went straight to VIP and we're chilling there. Mm. If you're on the floor,
so you're meat, you are meat on the floor. Yeah, you're
just gonna eat you up. Another thing I wanted to talk about, as well in our DR trip, we are clocked, and this won't be controversial, American girls are rude, you know.
They're feisty, man.
They're so, bro.
Oh, because you got that. Oh,
no.
That pissed me off.
No.
They're calm, man. No. She was acting up, but they're calm, though.
We met calm ones.
They have rude ones.
No, because they have this perception when they say UK biz are bare rude. You see them getting onto them. There's bare like tits on them. They're saying they butt them in Afro Nation or Ghana, and they're like, oh, UK girls are bare.
It's not just them.
But look at you lot. They were moving.
I was like, what is she saying?
I saw that video where I think she was getting rude to that. What was she though? Was she American?
Oh,
or she...
no, that girl.
Yeah.
No. She was loved. That was cool. She was just talking. Oh, no, it was, she was loved. It was another one, bro. So I was chilling in the corner, Marcus saw this, innit? I didn't know. I was just chilling I didn't want to sit down.
You
wasn't
even sitting, bro.
And then she turned out to me, she's like, if you want to sit there, just tell me. In the American accent, like, but the way she did it was bare rude. And I was like, bro, I don't want to sit there, innit? Like, it's calm, innit? But it was just like, bro. Like,
it was so unnecessary.
I
was like, obviously he's there and I'm like stood here in it, but it was loud, we're in a club. Mm-hmm. But I could see the interaction.
No, but she I was just, deep in them girls, the way they were just
getting
they'll just do guys,
don't even matter.
Like, you'll think they were like Beyonce's in the rave as well. Like, cause if you think American girls, you think they're buff. These were not it. They were not it. I don't know what I'm gonna say. Bro,
they were a nest.
But you won't even look at them twice.
Imagine the music's thumping in it. I can't hear what she's saying, but I know she's getting rude to my man in it. I was thinking that was so unnecessary. He was leaning against it. He wasn't sitting on the chair. Imagine someone leaning on the back of the sofa. All I'm seeing is just her hands moving. I was like, that's unnecessary.
She's like, oh, if you want to sit, just tell me. I was like, I don't want to sit there. That pissed me off.
That's why I collected the second one.
She was doing all that hands. She was doing all that thing. Like, you should just tell me.
Stretching her neck. I was like, calm down, man.
I was like, just go party over there, man.
She has a whole section, of bottles. Not even facing us. She's turned around to chat rubbish to Don. I was like, come on, man. That's out of order.
Yeah, fam. They were moving our nest. But American things they are nest, aren't they? But we met some cool ones as well. Because they over there, remember what they said? They're like a, you know how we got Amsterdam or like a weekend away?
It's a couple hours for them.
Because they're better than like, just doing like 3 days, 4 days. I'm like,
which is like, but yeah, DR was a movie, fam. I love
wholesome trip, man.
Wholesome trip.
Jet skis like Lim, man. Just
jet skis, the masseuse were closed.
It was
just calm. Subject. Which one?
I want to talk about it, bro.
What? Kiki?
Yeah.
Bro, you came late. He came late. Bro, Elmo's back from his holiday destinations, so we got plenty of episodes coming out. We're shooting next week again, But DR, we're going to get a part 2 because there's so much that we had to find. This was basically just Marcus' experience in DR. That's what we basically just spoke about, We're going to talk about it again, and get into
I'll be back, man. Sorry to my fans.
Make sure you subscribe. It's a big summer ahead. It's your boy Dills.
It's your boy Liam.
Got Marcus, Caleb, Bolts. We'll be back. That's loves. Make sure you subscribe and watch everything. Free video coming out soon. Love, safe, peace, man.
Come on.